June 23, 2 Samuel 12, 1-14. Sin's way is hard. By this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. 2 Samuel 12, 14. Through successive generations, infidels have pointed to the character of David, bearing this mark, dark stain, and have exclaimed in triumph and derision, "This is the man after God's own heart." Thus a reproach has been brought upon religion. God and His Word have been blasphemed. Souls have been hardened in unbelief, and many under a cloak of piety have become bold in sin. But the history of David furnishes no countenance to sin. It was when he was walking in the counsel of God that he was called a man after God's own heart. When he sinned, this ceased to be true of him until by repentance he had returned to the Lord. Though David repented of his sin and was forgiven and accepted by the Lord, he reaped the baleful harvest of the seed he himself had sown. His authority in his own household, his claim to respect and obedience from his sons, was weakened. A sense of his guilt kept him silent when he should have condemned sin. It made his arm feeble to execute justice in his own house. Those who, by pointing to the example of David, try to lessen the guilt of their own sin should learn from the Bible record that the way of transgression is hard. Though like David, they should turn from their evil course, the results of sin, even in this life, will be found bitter and hard to bear. A man incurs guilt by injuring a fellow being, but his chief guilt is the sin that he has committed against the Lord and the evil influence of his example upon others. The sincere child of God does not make light of any of his requirements. God intended the history of David's fall to serve as a warning that even those whom he has greatly blessed and favored are not to feel secure and neglect watchfulness and prayer. And thus it has proved to those who in humility have sought to learn the lesson that God designed to teach.